Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in to 10 Minute Tuesday on audio. We are looking to build our subscriber list and making sure that we hit your inbox. So today we're offering a prize for this week. If you subscribe to 10 Minute Tuesday, take a quick screenshot to let us know what format you're subscribing in and send that screenshot to virtualcarthage@gmail.com. We will do a drawing and send a gift card from Mother Road Coffee to all of our winners. And by that, I mean we are going to give away one gift card for every 20 subscribers. So if we only have three people enter and we have 75 subscribers, all three entries will get a gift card. So take some time and send us an email. Let us know what you're looking for in your news and let us know how we can better serve you in the community. Thanks. Hello, and thank you for joining us for 10 Minute Tuesday. This is a product of Carthage News Online and Virtual Carthage, where we do our best to bring you the news, events, weather, and sports happening in Carthage, Missouri in under 10 minutes. My name is Wendy Douglas, and today is January 26th of 2021, and we are available on Facebook through video, or you can subscribe to our video channel on YouTube, and you can also find us in audio form via podcast on many different channels, including Apple Store and Google Play. We are offering a special prize to our podcast subscribers today, so tune in, and the very first of our podcasts will announce a prize. And with that, we announce our sponsor, Jeff Hodkin from American Family Insurance. Jeff does a lot to support the community, including supporting your local news. His new office is located on the corner of Chestnut and Garrison, and I encourage you to stop in and see what Jeff can do for your family. And we'll start our headlines today with congratulations to Alice Lynn Greenwood Mate. Alice Lynn is the executive director of Art Central in Carthage, and she's currently featured in an online exhibition of alumni artists from Hendricks College in Conway, Arkansas. The college recently celebrated the opening of the Wingate Museum on campus with an inaugural alumni online exhibition. And Alice Lynn was also fortunate enough to participate in a panel about careers in art from alumni of Hendricks College. So congratulations, Alice Lynn. I know I'm on the board of Art Central. Alice Lynn is such a great advocate and supporter of Carthage News Online, as well as giving us content from Art Central. And she is just an asset to the community, and we're really proud of her. And her work looks great. I had a chance to check out the online exhibit, and I was really impressed. Also in news today, we have a new business coming to Carthage on January 30th. The new business is Blue Sage Cannabis Company, and that is at 429 Peachtree Lane in Carthage. Blue Sage Cannabis brings the Missouri cannabis industry to Carthage with its second dispensary in the state. Last week, the company opened its first location in Lebanon, Missouri, and they're also developing a location in Springfield. Blue Sage brings 80 plus years of medical experience to the medical marijuana space, including the CEO and co-owner, Leanne Dickerson. She is an independent pharmacist with an extensive patient experience. So welcome to the neighborhood. And that is, of course, out by the loop on south of town. And also, we featured the Carthage Police Department and Jasper County Sheriff's Office's annual reports in our report last week for 10 Minute Tuesday. And we also had both teams on our weekend review. So I encourage you to come to our website and check out the weekend review, where you can see Officer Chad Deiniger and Sheriff Randy Kaiser. That was an interesting conversation, and we were so happy to have them. And with that, we're going to turn it over to sports with David.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. David Hoover, Carthage News Online, bringing you a little bit of sports today. Carthage girls swim team finished second with 360 points at the Lamar Invitational on Saturday, falling to Monette, who finished with 400 points. They did beat Nevada, Lamar, Camdenton, Joplin, Greenwood, Hillcrest, and Marshfield. So good job, second place finish there. Nadia Hausch had a first place finish in the 200-yard individual medley to lead the Tigers. Last Tuesday, the girls won the Springfield duels with 295 points, and the 200-yard medley relay team of Madison Riley, Aubrey Santillan, Nadia Hausch, and Hope Fultz took first place, and then Hausch won the 100 butterfly, Riley took first in the 100 freestyle, and Ava Lacey won the 100 backstroke. So great job there, ladies. The team is in Webb City today for a COC meet, and then they travel to Joplin on Thursday. The boys' basketball team defeated Life Prep 53-46 on Saturday at Shunan High School to finish out the 49th Ralph Miller Classic. Carthage was led by Joel Pugh, who had 20 points. They also won Friday in that same classic against Coffeyville, 79-30. Max Templeman led the team Friday night with 21 points. So great job there, winning two in a row. They are finally back home today against Hillcrest. They've been on the road forever, yeah, since mid-December. So get out there, home game, and watch your Carthage Tigers. Hopefully get the dub. The girls team is in Lamar today, but will be back home on Thursday against Seneca. Girls are in the same boat. They've been on road since mid-December. So let's get out on Thursday to watch them here at home. Then taking a look at wrestling, the team finished fifth over the weekend in Platte County. The Platte County Invitation Duels. They were, however, without six of their varsity wrestlers due to, I believe, some quarantines and some other injuries. Carlos Reyes, Eli Sneed, Davion King, and Luke Gall all went undefeated in those duels. So great job there, guys. They are in Webb City today for a match. That's it from sports. We will see you guys on Friday and hope you have a good week.
Thank you for your report, David. I really encourage people to send in their photos because I would like to match some names and faces with those successful sporting stories. So send your photos to info@CarthageNewsOnline. Also on our website, we have a variety of events. So you can go to CarthageNewsOnline.com/events and find this week we have a variety of online events offered by the Missouri Department of Conservation. And those events really range from a preschool event for bears to grown-up events for bird watching or other, I've seen trout fishing and other things on the calendar as well. So check out our calendar and find something that you're into from the Missouri Department of Conservation. Also, next week on our events calendar, we have Kaleidoscope. That opens on February 5th and runs through March 13th at Art Central in Carthage. The Kaleidoscope is a mixed media exhibition featuring the original creations from members of the Joplin Regional Artists Coalition. The artists and artistic talents abound in Southwest Missouri, and some of the very best of them belong to the Joplin Regional Artists Coalition. Following an annual tradition as Art Central's exhibition season opener, with premier Panache Jarak presents Kaleidoscope. And that event will be a live Facebook opening, and it will showcase all of the Kaleidoscope artworks. And the host for that will be Alice Lynn Greenwood Mate and Art Central Executive Director and Curator, plus her husband David Greenwood Mate, Art Central Preparator. And special artists includes guests Andrew Batchelor, and he will moderate for the evening. So we'll be excited to see them. That event is sponsored by the Palms Massage and Day Spa and Cherry's Custom Framing and Art Gallery. So thanks so much for bringing art to the community. It's a great exhibit, and I'm really excited to dive in. This week in our week in review, we are hosting Meggie Jenny. She is an artist. She is an actor from Carthage, and she has a show called Meggie Rambles with Other People. That's available on Facebook, and I've caught a couple of glimpses of some of her videos. It should be a really interesting conversation, so I hope you can join us Friday at 4:30. Thank you so much for tuning in to 10 Minute Tuesday. We hope you'll take some time to subscribe as we are running a contest for our podcast listeners today, and that will be listed at the front of our podcast. Also, if you subscribe, you'll find out more information in the future about our candidate forum. Our school board forum will be on March 30th. Of this year, and our city council forum will be on April 1st. So we really hope that you're able to use our 10 Minute Tuesday segments to learn more about your community and, of course, be more engaged in voting. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to our weather doodle and invite you to relax and enjoy the weather this week. It's not particularly great, but it's not terrible either. So thanks so much for tuning in. Your 10 Minute Tuesday weather report is brought to you by Jeff Hodkin, agent from American Family Insurance. On Tuesday, we'll see cloudy skies with a chance of rain, and that rain could turn to a slight dusting of snow on Wednesday, warmer and sunny on Thursday, very windy with partly cloudy skies on Friday, warming up on Saturday, but with a chance of rain and cooling down significantly by Sunday.